Hey everybody, welcome to yet another edition of Edgecast Mini. I believe even as we started the book of Revelations, there have been a number of devotionals about the second coming of Christ. And I can't wait to find out more about it today when we read Revelations chapter 10 verses 6 to 7. And it says, "And he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, there will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants and the prophets." When I read this verse, two phrases really stand out to me. The first phrase is mystery of God. And towards the second coming of Christ can sometimes be a mystery. Questions such as, why is he taking so long? Why is there so much suffering against the Christians all around the world? What will it be like? Etc. And the list goes on. If you ask me, I'm certainly not in the loop of what's going on. But one clear message that is being transmitted is that he is coming back soon. This leads me to the second phrase, no more delay. Indeed, there will be no more delay in the second coming of Christ. The season, the year, the month, the exact time, even right up to the very split second, has already been set where the angel of God will blow the trumpet on that fearful day, and all the saints will be called unto him. It may be a bit hard for us to understand the events that are going to take place when God comes back. Some of us might even find it hard to believe in. Some might even find it surreal. But whatever you feel or whatever you believe in, one thing is for sure, is that there will be no delay and he is coming back. It says so in his word. He has everything planned out and everything under control. He is God. As children of God, we need to cling on to his word and continue to fight the good fight of faith. And that despite the mystery, we know clear well that there is no delay in his return. When this happens, we make decisions and choices based on eternity. And it will definitely change the way you and I live our lives. Even as we are nearing the end of this Fuel Bible reading program, there is no better way to end it than to be reminded of God's coming, when God is coming for us, and to be encouraged to really hang in there.